This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on the Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The Center City Macy's is officially closed, shutting its doors for good last night. KYW's Vic Ragapathy talked to people who popped into the Wanamaker building hours before Macy's said goodbye.
There was no organ playing Sunday evening after Saturday's farewell concerto, just a cavernous building with shelves stripped and everything for sale. Everything. Just ask Thomas Kiley from New York, holder of the world's largest mannequin collection.
I came down today to say goodbye to the building, which was John Wanamaker's, where it was filmed back in the 80s, the movie Mannequin. So I had to come down and get a souvenir, so I grabbed a leg.
Kara Holst came with her son to admire some of the city's finest architecture, and it brought back memories of her own childhood.
I remember my mom bringing us, as I'm 68, I'm not afraid to say, but the most exciting part about coming here was the eagle at the entranceway.
Evidently, many people agree. Just hours before the Macy's closed for good, a line of people stood waiting to take a picture with the eagle, which is protected on the Philadelphia Register of Historic Places. Officials say the organ will be carefully protected during any renovations, too. The Center City Macy's opened in 2006, and in January, the company announced it was one of 66 stores being shuttered. In Center City, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Crews are making significant progress battling a wildfire in Warden State Forest in Camden County, New Jersey. As of last night, New Jersey Fire Service says the California Branch Fire has burned 2,300 acres and is now 80% contained. Raritan Avenue and Old Atsian Road remain closed, and a couple nearby campgrounds were evacuated. Bill Donnelly is chief of the state's Forest Fire Service and says he hopes this isn't foreshadowing for the season to come. Officials do not have a cause for the fire yet. Back over the bridge, the Phillies Charities hosted its 15th annual 5K Sunday morning in South Philadelphia. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, participants were able to give it their all in more ways than one.
In 2005, John St. Omar was diagnosed with cancer. That led to him picking up running as a hobby.
I wanted to prove to myself that I can do something other than sit there and mope.
St. Omar has been cancer-free for a number of years now, but he continues to run. And Sunday morning, alongside the doctor who treated him and his best friend, he completed his second Phillies Charities 5K.
Each time I cross the finish line, it's a joy.
That joy St. Omar feels extends to the thousands of people who benefit from Phillies Charities, the main beneficiary of the run, which starts and finishes at the ballpark.
It makes me happy to see people happy doing something they love.
Phillies Director of Community Initiatives, Marianne Moyer, says in addition to helping a good cause, race participants get four tickets to a game in April.
They love the Phillies, they love running, they love being healthy, so it's so great to have everybody out here.
First place finishers receive a Phillies Charities 5K Louisville Slugger bat and will be recognized before a Phillies game. In South Philly, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey lawmakers are in the process of creating a new commission to provide centralized guidance for before and after school programs. Details now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
This law, if passed, would create a 22-member out-of-school time advisory commission from both the public and private sectors to ensure time is maximized and programs are efficient for before-school and after-school programs as well as summer programs. State Senator Angela McKnight says it's important to ensure everyone is on the same page and that student advancement is optimized.
They're going to evaluate all the programs that are currently happening, and they're going to come up with recommendations as to how to strengthen those programs, how much more money we need for those programs, what programs are working and what programs are not working.
This legislation has received Senate Education Committee approval, but there will be more hearings before this advances to a full vote, and the budget has yet to be determined. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.